Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
So Liverpool have completed the season-long loan signing of Arthur Melo, but if you want to know more of how that deal came about and what the general Liverpool thinking is, I spoke to Neil Jones from Goal.com and this week's Journo Insight. Here's a section from that.
We awoke to the news
on
deadline day that Liverpool were looking to secure a loan deal for Arthur Melo. It's pure Liverpool in it, but it's not. I mean, it's like an almost least Liverpool thing, but done in the most Liverpool way possible. Like, where does this name come from? You know, from out of nowhere, there's been probably half a dozen that you would expect Liverpool to be linked with. I forgot this guy had even existed up until hearing his name this morning.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, it was like my Juventus colleague actually messaged me. They said Arthur Melo to Liverpool, pretty much a done deal. Like, what? You know, like, thanks. I don't know whether it's completely down to the Henderson injury. I did say to someone last night, I got the impression that, I just said there before earlier, Jürgen dropped in that Jordan has done his hamstring. Maybe there was an element of, look, Jordan's done his hamstring, you know, like, We're not gonna just sort of let this pass by. I suppose we look at positives and negatives if you want of the player. I mean, positives: he's a midfielder. He's 26, so he's not a child. He's not past it in terms of age wise. He's played at good clubs. He's played at Barcelona. He's played at Juventus. They both saw fit to sign him for whatever reason. He's played for Brazil, 20-odd caps for Brazil, so he's of a level. He's clearly comfortable playing at a high level, or has been. He's fit and available for now, which is, I mean, that is probably should have been the first thing I said.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of people doing the style comparisons. I couldn't come in and say, well, he plays like this and he likes to do this and he'll be this kind of player for Liverpool. I don't know what he'll do, but I've seen people say that he profiles similarly to a little bit of Thiago, but a bit more defensive maybe in terms of the way he plays. So that's not a bad thing if it comes off the way it is, and it's a loan deal, which means that the risk is reduced. So you're not given Ruben Neves or Yuri Tillemans £150,000 a week when you're not convinced that they're right for your club.
Yeah.
Should we go to the negatives? Oh, sorry. We'll also say he should be able to settle in because there's a few Brazilians at the club.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's played with at least two of them, probably all of them at the national team. So that would make that a little bit easier, the acclimatisation. He's not coming into a completely sort of alien world. The negative, he hasn't played much football. He hasn't played any football this season, which means he won't be match fit. How quickly will he be starting games? We don't know. He's had a few injury problems. Should fit in quite well at Liverpool. Both Juventus and Barcelona have signed him. Both Juventus and Barcelona have got rid of him. What does that tell you? We don't know. How much scar tissue has he got from his last visit to Anfield when he came? He was on the pitch when Barca were beaten 4-0. I don't think that'll be a big deal, but. And also, I'm guessing he's been available all summer, given that he hasn't featured for Juventus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't on the pre-season tour. He hasn't been in the squad for the Serie A. I've seen him linked with a lot of clubs.
Reportedly, he's been getting. And this is just mutterings on the grapevine, but like he's been getting offered round all kinds. Apparently, Everton, but he was offered to Everton as well, and most of them have turned him down. I mean. Yeah. That's the thing. It's fine. I mean, this is what happens when you want to, when you just need a body in midfield. And to your point, if you're going to get a body in midfield, a 26-year-old Brazilian international who's played for Barcelona, Juventus, you can do far worse, I would imagine. Yeah. But this isn't going to be the. This is not the Sepp Pulse's racing. This is Liverpool's next evolution of midfield by any
stretch. No, it's not. But I don't think they were going to do that. Really, you know. I mean, I know that. Maybe Konrad Laimer from Leipzig, who Liverpool, I think, definitely would have pushed the button on as a short, you know, a short and long term sort of, or short and medium term solution. I'm not sure he would have got Pulse's race, and I think people might have said he's a good little signing, but yeah. I don't, you know, wasn't one of them where you go, right, we're going to win the league now, or, you know, like, that's the Champions League done and dusted. I don't think Liverpool were going to make that signing, but it just wasn't on the agenda. You could, Jürgen explained it multiple times, why not, you know, the players aren't available that we want. What it does do is it takes some pressure off a few players, doesn't it? You know, it takes it stops Harvey Elliott having to play every single game. It means you can take Fabinho off in games. It means you don't have to rush Thiago back necessarily straight into the starting lineup. It means that you can take James Milner off after an hour safely, or you can put him at right back and you can bring on a midfielder, that, you know, that kind of way. He's got to stay fit. Hopefully he'll settle and play some good football, but it's sort of the position Liverpool put themselves in by not sort of really, really pushing the boat out earlier on in the summer, and Jürgen sort of admitting he was wrong, yeah, maybe had too much faith in the fitness and form of some of his other midfielders. And he sort of admitted on Tuesday, didn't he, that maybe a bit too loyal to some players as well. You know, he said, if a player comes to me and says, I want to leave with 1 or 2 years left on the contract, then we'll deal with it. He said, but we're not going to push people out. And Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain sort of, I think that fits into the,
yeah.
I think it's not ridiculous to think that he was referring to him. Maybe Keita, probably less likely to be Keita than Ox, but you think, could Liverpool have just been ruthless and said, no, Alex, you know, thanks for everything, but we're gonna try and upgrade you this summer? They didn't, and that's what they've left themselves with now. They've left themselves with an imperfect solution, but at least an effort at a solution.
It feels to me more like he's the kind of player who's going to be more useful in what he gives to the other players in the squad in terms of times on the pitch, you know, because he's far more of a defensive midfielder than Thiago Alcantara is, and Naby Keita is, and Curtis Jones is. So you can't see that he's going to be a natural plug-in for the left of the midfield today. If they're evolving towards Harvey Elliott-type players on the right outside of the midfield, then you can see that. And I wonder whether, you know, again, there's rumours that the Henderson thing is the kind of... It's like, well, we've got no more messing around, right? That made it a no-brainer of a deal, because you'd actually just need to get someone... It's just a Fabinho thing for me, because Liverpool are a little short in DM covered anyway. And because of what Milner is required to do, we're short of right-back cover. And we're short of right-back cover because we're also short of centre-half cover. So Gomez can't play right-back and Milner can't play right-back because he's playing in midfield. And what he might find he is realistically is probably just a 30 minutes, 25 minutes, 15 minutes here and there. Maybe the Champions League might suit him a little bit better, you know, in the short term.
Possibly, and look, maybe he's an in-game 4-2-3-1 where you just go and you go, we'll have two sort of solid players, and we'll go four forwards, and the fullbacks fly on, and we you know, we try and do it that way. I mean, what I would say is, I wrote this last night, but you're not getting Harvey Elliott out of this team at the moment, the way he's playing. So get him in. But Fabinho's form, I also wrote this. I think it's a big concern, and I think him and Henderson are the two that you look at and go, well, right, what's going on? You know, I thought Fabinho was really poor last night. Looked rattled, looked leggy, lethargic, same as Henderson. Not having the same impact that he can have and you want him to have.
And that's only going to be exacerbated without Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, he was left out of at Old Trafford. Fabinho, I'm not sure.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm not sure why. I suspect the feeling was that he didn't fancy him to do 90 and he fancied him more to come off the bench and hopefully the game would be in the balance. Now you've got the other alternative where you say, well, he can start this and we can get the game sort of in a good position and we can bring on an experienced cover for him. You can't sit there and sell this and go, brilliant, superb recruitment again for Liverpool. They've nailed another one. They haven't. As of yesterday, I wouldn't say they were no intention of signing Arthur Melo yesterday, but I don't think it was sort of, it was the, let's get this done. I think Henderson's probably just a bit like when, was it Matt had done his ankle at Tottenham, wasn't it? And it was like, right, we can't hide from this any longer, really. Something's got to give. Should we ring that fella who was bugging us earlier in the summer and we'll get that deal done?
It feels like there's a lot that situation, that the centre back situation, is probably why they've gone right, because they recognise it at least, because you said before they talked about the updates, Curtis Jones is back on the bench, there would have been a little sense of, okay, this is actually on the way to improving. Not that Liverpool still don't need someone, but it's like, well, we feel like we can firefight. If Curtis Jones is coming back and Thiago's another couple of weeks away, we can get through this. But the second Jordan Henderson goes down, it's like, well, you're being stupid to not get someone, just a physical person in the door, just in case.
No, I agree. I mean, we've talked about it many times, haven't we? Like, I've always felt Liverpool needed a midfielder. I've never felt he needed Arthur Melo. I would be amazed if even if the club legends or club captains have mentioned his name. Sure. We'll do some trawling after the show.
Yeah.
But they've gone with a player that they must see something in him enough that they think he can fit in and he can, he can make some kind of impact. I think what works in his favour is there'll be plenty of games for him to do that, and we'll see what he does.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. I mean, transfers are always better than no transfers. Something to talk about, something to get involved. I'm interested to see what he can do on the pitch. It's just, I got 3 minutes into a 5 minute compilation video, and for a start, the music's always horrendous in those things. But there was nothing there other than him. He just looks like a tidy, capable footballer.
I've seen a few people, I've seen, as I said, I saw a couple of people saying he profiles quite similar. I think James Knowlton, I don't know if you saw it, he shared like a sort of a passing breakdown. He was quite high, percentile. He was quite high in a lot of categories. But I saw another you know, Juventus sort of leaning people saying he was never physically up to it at Juventus, which is, you know, that's a bit of a, okay, let's skip over that one. But we won't know until he puts his shirt on. You know, I've Liverpool have signed players before that I've thought are nailed on successes, and they've not turned out to be. They've signed players where I've gone, oh, what's the point of that? Oh, Andy Robertson, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and you see him in the shirt and you go, ah, okay, I see it. See that 100%. I wasn't 100% sure about Luis Diaz when he signed. I thought, okay, yeah. And one sort of sub outing against Cardiff and you're thinking, yeah, I'll shut up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's hopefully this is like repeating the Mascherano trick all over again. Like, you mean, getting a guy who's no one sees the value in him, bring him in, make him feel loved, and he
that's
fits.
It, yeah, where Juventus and Barca have failed, Liverpool succeed. But you know, it's a short term option in terms of, I mean, short term 10 months. But there's no sort of obligation to buy. It's very much a to have a look and see. You know, I wouldn't be sort of putting any money on the idea that Liverpool are going to be like, right, 2 weeks in, we're having him. But at least he plugs a gap until bigger solutions are found.
I mean, if nothing else, and obviously Klopp admitted this last week, it certainly speaks to, taking aside Jordan Henderson's injury, that they recognised that they were looking for at least another person, you know, throughout this summer. And we knew this because the Tchouaméni thing was there, and again, I'm with Jürgen Klopp kind of corroborating that himself. But it says to me that, I don't know, maybe it's just me being overconfident on it, I would suspect they probably have got someone lined up, someone they really like or they really want, and we've all got our suspicions who about to be, and Henry Winter may or may not have accidentally revealed
I enjoyed
something.
That. Yeah. Okay.
He's looking forward to watching Jude Bellingham at Liverpool next season, so yeah. But yeah, this does feel like, yeah, Liverpool know full well they need more midfielders. They do know full well that Arthur Melo's was not the plan by any stretch. But it does maybe speak to, they're reasonably confident that they're saving that money because they know there's someone they really want.
There's a bit of a parallel you can draw with Konate, isn't it, as well, in the January, where it was easy to look at Konate signing and I think he signed in May. Well, when you just get him in January, well, he wasn't available. We weren't going to just go and spend another 30 million on someone we didn't want as much as Konate. And yeah, so possibly, probably, they've got a lot of work to do midfield wise over the next 12 months, regardless, even whether they sign Arthur, whether they sign, you know, anyone today.
If you enjoyed Journo Insight, then check out the full show each and every week in video and in podcast form in your native podcasting app over on redmenplus.com. That, and also if you want to know more about Arthur Mellor, I also chatted to Andy Brassel, European football expert, to get the lowdown stylistically on how he's going to fit in with the mighty Reds. Check that out also on redmenplus.com.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.